Hello, and welcome to Ars LeonardoCast, a new podcast spinning out of the annual Ars Electronica Festival in Linz, Austria. My name is Kenneth Azarin, and I'll be introducing you to some very interesting people throughout the course of this series, each of whom are important collaborators in the convergent fields of art, science, and technology. Now, this first episode is a special one because not only are we starting something new and exciting, we are also celebrating the 50th anniversary of Leonardo, the International Society for the Arts, Sciences, and Technology. Within about 30 minutes, you'll hear snippets from interviews I've conducted with Professor Krista Sommerer, Dr. Herbert W. Frank, Professor Victoria Vesna, Professor Tamiko Thiel, Dr. Pierre Luigi Capucci, Professor Paul Alsina, and Director Jadwiga Harjinska. Most of these snippets were taken from longer interviews, which you'll hear in full in later episodes. For now, enjoy a little bit of everything. Let's kick things off with Krista Sommerer, who set the gears of this podcast in motion after Roger Molina and Nina Ziglati sort of generated the idea, if you will.
My name is Krista Sommerer. I'm the head of the Interface Culture Program here at the University of Art and Design in Linz. Mm-hmm. And I've been involved with Leonardo for around 15 years or longer, maybe 20 years.
Wow, it's a long time.
Right now, yeah. I'm the international co-editor. And I'm very happy that you are doing also the podcast.
I think that was
a very, very good momentum to capture also what has happened at Ars Electronica.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I have to thank you, Krista, because this was your idea. And, you know, In the beginning, I was a little apprehensive. I have never done something like this before. But now that I'm well into the process of developing these podcasts, I've very much embraced it, and it's so fun to be able to talk to people from different aspects of Leonardo, but also in general, just in art, science, and technology, and to be able to format this in a certain way that's consumable for the modern person is exciting to me.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Uh-huh.
And here for Ars Electronica for the 50 years birthday and Golden Nika Award, we developed a special format with the students, which is called the Leonardo Slam.
Right. Can you tell us more about the Leonardo Slam? I was able to participate in all three of them. There were three throughout the Ars Electronica Festival, and it was such a pleasant experience. And every single day was a different version of the Leonardo Slam. So maybe you can tell us more about how the Leonardo Slam came to be.
Mm-hmm. The idea was actually a kind of intuition to say that, you know, Leonardo is a very established format. It's the Leonardo ISAS. It's a very academic, very high quality, very advanced format. And sometimes when I talk to the students about Leonardo, they are almost a bit afraid of submitting anything to Leonardo.
This is true. It's very intimidating, right?
Yeah, kind of intimidating, or they feel like, oh, my thesis or my master's thesis or my doctor's thesis is not good enough.
It's not ready. It's not developed.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not perfect enough.
Yeah.
So I felt like it would be good to propose a format that's much more playful or open or less rigorous and where anything goes.
Yeah.
And then, discussed this idea with Roger, and he said, like, yeah, that's very excellent, let's try it out. And later we involved Don Fellner and also Ben Olsen, and they found the idea also very interesting. Nobody knew exactly what will the outcome be this format, but they were, like, ready to, you know, go and dive into this very unusual experience.
Absolutely. I think even leading up to the day of, Don and Ben were still a little unsure of how it was going to unfold, but that was the exciting energy about it.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. And also the audience, like people sitting there, participating in a way or considering, should I participate, should I not participate? And there's always brave people. And I think Ben did a very good job in involving people.
He did.
Why don't you, you know, come up here and then this idea with the jury members and so on.
Yeah, so it was very fun.
Really fun.
Super interactive, and of course the refreshments were an awesome bonus. But I even felt like at one point I wanted to jump up there, and I almost regret not doing it because it was so welcoming and inviting.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have anything prepared, but when I was in the moment, being at the Leonardo Slams, I felt like I don't have to have anything prepared because it's all so spontaneous.
Exactly. And I think that's the beauty of it, because at the end of the day, almost everybody has something to say, you know?
That's true.
Like, even if it's just a question or if it's like a idea that's in your head.
Yeah.
And I think we have to listen also to young people, you know, they have a lot of things to say.
Absolutely.
And even if it's not totally ripe, their idea, it's not so, maybe not so developed yet, but there's always some very interesting ideas. There was, for example, this one performance or lecture or input of this young guy who was traveling around in some Arabic countries.
Yes, I remember.
That was interesting too.
That was very interesting.
I was wondering, why did he do that, or what was his motivation, or why did he start to, you know, travel in these countries?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this is very interesting. Or the other woman from Moscow, who was setting up this program for young girls.
Yeah, yeah, she's actually in the podcast too.
Yeah, so this was very interesting too. So,
and I think it was also a great opportunity for them to put their ideas out there and receive feedback in a certain way. Maybe they're developing their ideas further.
Yeah, and people like the audience, you know, was also very friendly. Like, saying like, yeah, your idea is interesting.
Also
the categories were interesting, to look at the body language, how excited you are about your idea.
It's such an interesting format, and and I'm glad I got to participate in some way. But I think the idea is that the Leonardo Slams will expand.
Was
the first time.
Yeah, hopefully.
But I think Roger already mentioned that he's trying to put together a Leonardo Slam in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
So next month in October.
Excellent. Yeah, I think it's very good. And we tried a similar format a couple of years ago when we had our 10th anniversary of Interface Cultures.
Ah, very nice.
We had this format called Bring Your Own Artwork.
Okay.
And it was, I think it was a session of 1 hour.
Yeah.
And people just had to sign up, like online. And everyone was giving about 5 minutes. And we had lots of artists who even don't study here, but who just come to us to visit us.
Yeah.
And they could present what they're doing. Because, you know, usually at those festivals, there are so many artists.
This is true.
Who want to somehow show what they are doing, but there's no format for them.
Yes.
Because they maybe didn't make it into the jury sessions, or they are not part of the official curation.
Right, but
program.
They're just there, and they're in the environment, and you created an outlet for them.
Exactly, and they want to show something. So
that's wonderful.
And they want some discussion around the artwork. So I think this is. With the Leonardo Slam, it was a bit more formatted towards Leonardo, even though it was not directly about Leonardo.
Yeah, and that's another thing that was wonderful about it. It was a Leonardo Slam, but for the most part, the Leonardo aspect of it was these archive materials that we had on the sides that people could pull inspiration from, but they didn't necessarily have to do that.
Yeah.
They had their own material, and overall, the slam format is pretty old. It's the poetry slams are things that most people are familiar with, but I like the way that you have remixed this concept for the art and science and technology world.
And also to sort of bring in this improvisational moment, like you said, you know, nobody knew what's going to happen next. Even sometimes I'm like, oh, hopefully this is going to work out.
Yeah,
you know, there won't be silence all the time.
Yeah.
But there was always a very interesting momentum. And
Ben
did such a good job also in, you know, choreographing the whole event.
Yes, yes. So there's always an opportunity to push it forward. And it was very fluid.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
The Leonardo Slam format was developed by the Interface Cultures Department at the University of Art and Design in Linz, Austria, and coordinated by Krista Sommerer, Ben Olsen, and Don Fellner. The Ars Leonardo cast is also supported by the ISC department at the university, and it's coordinated by me, Kenneth Azarin. This next snippet is part of an interview I did with Dr. Herbert W. Franck, the co-founder of Ars Electronica, and his wife, Suzanne Pack Franck. Suzanne helped me out tremendously with this interview because my German speaking skills are practically non-existent outside of being able to order a drink here in the city. So she mediated my conversation with her husband and cross-translated everything so that the exchange could go as smoothly as possible.
I'm starting a bit to tell you about the background of him before you may ask your questions.
Okay, that's perfect.
He has three lives. So one is a scientist, he's a physicist by education.
Oh, wow.
So he has a PhD in physics.
Yeah.
And theoretical physics. And this was also a strong connection with Frank Malin they met, because they came from the same background. He's still, I think, in the editorial staff of Leonardo.
Yeah.
And he wrote a lot about science, technology, art, about the bridges that... So he had a strong relation to Frank Malina. He started with photo work with an analog computer and did a lot of
Wonderful.
That work in the 50s already.
Okay.
So
I then asked them that if Frank Malina was standing here right now, at this very moment, what would Herbert say or ask him?
Die Frage ist, Frank Malina ist ja nicht mehr unter uns, aber was würdest du, wenn er noch da wäre, was würdest du Frank Malina zu Frank Malina heute sagen?
Ich würde ihm gratulieren.
Ja, komm, sag ein bisschen mehr. So, of course he would congratulate him to his work.
Okay.
And anything else?
Außerdem habe ich doch gehört, dass er auch in einer Science-Fiction-Geschichte geschrieben hat. Und daher würde ich ihn fragen, ob er das einmal lesen kann.
Ah, and he would be interested, because he heard that he also at least started to write a science-fiction novel.
Ah.
He would like to read it.
A lost work. I would like to read that too. Okay, to wrap up. We are here. We're celebrating 50 years of Leonardo. Would you like to say happy birthday to Leonardo?
Was möchtest du Leonardo sagen nach also zu zum 50. Geburtstag ganz kurz, happy birthday oder
zum alles, Marina?
Ja, zu Leonardo.
As an
weiter
institution.
Eine Institution. Weiter bis in 50 Jahren oder?
Ja, ich gratuliere zu diesem Erfolg, das habe ich auch. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's congratulating for the success, the big success that Leonardo.
Yeah, they just
had.
Brought in a Nika last night. It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and they are the magazine for this world art.
Yeah, this cross disciplinary,
which is interdisciplinary work, and that's it. You can't be more.
Exactly.
You can't achieve more than that.
Yeah.
So that's...
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Now we have Victoria Vesna, someone who I've had the pleasure of working with as part of her art side team at UCLA in years past.
Hi, my name is Victoria Vesna. I am an artist. I teach, I'm a professor at UCLA, the Department of Design Media Arts. And I'm a founder and director of the Art Science Center at UCLA that's now in its 13th year, unbelievably.
Oh man, I love it. I miss it. I miss it so much. And Dawn and I, hopefully we can get back out there soon once she's done with Interface Cultures and reconnect.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about this exchange program with Krista Sommer and Laurent.
Yeah.
The Interface Cultures, because it really is... not only a bridge for academic research, but also connects to Ars Electronica.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give the opportunity to people like Fabrizio La Moncha to come and participate in Nanolab, which is a summer program. So it's a really nice mix to extend our network.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Noli's Aquarium. So we just finished one of your sessions downstairs. It was a beautiful project. I was down there, and you know, it's a very experiential platform to raise awareness. This project is really cool, and I look forward to seeing it develop. If you are planning on, I know you're going to New Mexico now, and yeah, wonderful work, Victoria.
Thank you. So Martina Froschel, who did the animation, and Glenn Bristol, who did the amazing programming, They're actually in the air right now, going to New Mexico. Yeah. And they're going to be in a festival that's a Paseo Festival in Taos.
Right, right.
So it's going to be in this huge space. Not immersive 3D, but it's going to be linear, but still interactive.
Right.
The whole point is to have high resolution and really large space.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so it can really travel easily.
Yeah, that's great. But I guess to close, you know, it's Leonardo's 50th birthday. Maybe we can just say a quick happy birthday to Leonardo together.
Yes. Say it or
yeah,
say it.
We're not going to sing it. Unless you want to, we can.
It's okay.
Just
happy birthday and thank you, Frank Molina's ghost.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Victoria.
It would have been fun to sing happy birthday. Maybe next time. My next guest was Tamik O'Teal. We did this interview on the run, as she was trying to catch her train out of Linz that afternoon. Yet we somehow managed to find a small window of opportunity to chat, all while crossing busy public streets and riding a tram from one place to the next. Safely, of course. I apologize in advance for the bustling city sounds.
My name is Tamik O'Teal, and I've been for this semester at the Kunstuni Linz, the University of Art and Design Linz, a guest professor for augmented reality. I've been doing augmented reality as art interventions since 2010, when I participated in a intervention into the Museum of Modern Art with geolocative AR, and then the year after 2011, I led my AR artist group, Manifest.AR, in an intervention into the Venice Biennial. And essentially those two interventions really got us on the map, and also in things like Christiana Paul's book, Digital Art.
Right, right.
So that really sort of founded our reputations. And so since then, I've been doing this sort of augmented reality interventionist art. And this year, I'm happy to say Christiana Paul also gave me a commission from the Whitney Museum.
Yeah,
from an augmented reality installation on the sixth floor terrace of the Whitney as part of the exhibit programmed, and
right.
That'll be opening September 28th, 2018.
Can't wait to see it.
I wrote an article really quickly, but it was the first time I'd written about augmented reality.
Yeah.
And the article has actually become fairly popular.
Okay, I need to look this up, actually.
Yeah, I can send you links.
Okay.
And then, you know, everything like went through. And we got that. I got the press pass. We did the intervention. We got some really nice publicity. And then Lanfranco said, "Well, you know, what if you show those works that you put at the biennial, also in Istanbul during IZEA, and then his he had been working with Richard Reinhardt." And Rick Reinhardt said, and you could also put the, what if you put the, those augments in my gallery at my university at the same time as the biennial? We got these whole sort of not only accomplices in crime, so to speak, but also both of them ended up showing the pieces, and there's this long interview that that Lanfranco did with me about it.
Yeah.
And then essentially it took a couple of years to bring out a publication, even though it was also Leonardo Electronic Almanac, but
right.
They brought out a 2-volume publication on augmented reality as interventions. And we all think that was probably the first time that it was that there was a written collection of articles on augmented reality art as an interventionist art.
Right, right.
So there's this whole long tale of
cascading accidents turning into this like really rooted scene, which is
right.
And that's just such a funny story.
This is Dr. Pierre Luigi Capucci, whom I briefly spoke with at the Leonardo birthday party.
My name is Pierluigi Capucci. I am a teacher and a researcher, and I have been involved in the art science art events since the 80s. So,
wow, long time.
I am the founder of a magazine. The name is Noema.
Yes, I know of it, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
and it is almost 20. We are trying to give strength to a discipline, mm-hmm. to a research between art and science. Wonderful. And we have started in 2000, and the last year, Art Science event celebrating Leonardo 50,
yeah.
in Bologna in July.
Right, right.
And it was an international conference. We published the proceedings.
Okay.
And the topic was the history and the new. What history means and how the new, so innovation means, and in respect to history. History and the new are connected. Innovation is connected to history.
Yeah, yeah.
And this year we started a 3-year research project with Art Science, mm-hmm. that deals with art and climate change. It is a 3-year project because it involves many very complex issues that are, for instance, the ice melting, mm-hmm. pollution, energy,
it's
all related events. So,
absolutely, yeah.
And we think that we will go and research about that and publish what there are the outcomes of.
I'm looking forward to seeing this, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're here celebrating 50 years of Leonardo. Is there any one moment or project or collaboration that you can remember working with Leonardo that sticks out to you, that is your favorite?
Yeah. My first meeting with Leonardo was in the 80s. I remember that I was a very young teacher at the University of Bologna, mm-hmm. and when I discovered Leonardo, I said, wow, it is just what I feel it is important for my studies, for my research. And I asked to the University of Bologna to buoy monthly Leonardo, and
yeah.
it did for a lot of time.
Okay.
And so it was my passion, and I have been following Leonardo for a lot of years. I am a reader, and also I use Leonardo contents for my students, for my graduates.
Right. It's a wonderful resource, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Happy birthday to Leonardo. We hope that, you know, they last for another 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years, where you will be in the next 50 years, and me probably not.
Anyway. Who knows? Technology, right?
Anyway, yes, technology and science, especially science, could make some kind of miracle. Anyway, please, send the link to me. Thank you so much.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Next up is Pau Alsina, someone who I also pulled into the hallway outside of the Leonardo birthday party for a quick conversation.
I'm Pau Alsina. I'm from Barcelona, Spain, and I'm an associate professor at the Open University of Catalonia. I'm also the chief editor of Art Notes, a journal, and I've been working with Leonardo for some years now.
Are you still collaborating with Leonardo today?
Yes. We started with Roger Malina. We started I think it was 10 years ago, or more than that.
Yeah.
We started the Yasmin Network, which is...
I've seen this. Yeah.
The Yasmin, the your Arts and Science Mediterranean International Network.
Right.
That, because we decided that we didn't have enough information of what was going around the Mediterranean about arts and science and technology, and we wanted to build some tool that could help everyone to get together and get information of all that area.
Right.
And we started that with the mailing list. The mailing list is server is hosted in Greece.
Yeah.
And we have people from all over Mediterranean Sea that they share all their ideas, their thoughts, their practices, their information, and we manage that between few people that we try to moderate and try to establish the policies of the whole
thing.
That's
awesome. I guess to wrap up, would you like to say a happy birthday greeting to Leonardo. It's
of
been
course,
50 years.
Of course. I would really love to say that, because I do think that 50 years for a journal is a huge success.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And I do think that it's really useful for all community, because it's a publication, but it's more than that. It's a network that is behind that.
Definitely.
It's all the authors, all the peer reviewers, all the reviewers, all the editors, everyone that is involved behind that.
Yeah.
So it's a community, and sometimes we forget about that.
Leonardo,
it's a community. The strong point of that, it's the community that is behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So Leonardo needs the community, but I think the community is what we need for the community is journals as Leonardo that are doing their job, amazing job,
it's amazing
for
work.
So many years, and with such a great success and great precision. I would love to say happy birthday to Leonardo, and I hope they keep on doing the things that we keep on doing Leonardo for 50 years more.
Let's all keep doing it.
I would love to be there to see it. let's see if I can make it.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you so much, Paul.
Okay.
And let's go have some more cake.
Okay, thank you. Okay, see you.
Yeah, bye. See you in there. Thanks.
Unfortunately, I was only able to try a few bites of that cake before the party ended, but not before chatting with one last guest, Jadwiga Harzyńska.
I'm Jadwiga Harzyńska. I'm from Poland, where I am director of Lasnian Center for Contemporary Art.
I was actually in Warsaw not too long ago.
In Warsaw is different contemporary center. We have two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
In Warsaw, they have one big castle, all the bathhouses, former bathhouses.
Oh, wow.
And located in two different districts of Gdańsk, from borders 19 and end of 18th century.
That must be beautiful.
And when the city decided to give this space in artists' hands, it was time when these places need change.
Yeah, just
change,
like modern
because
progress.
Of the political changes in Poland, it was placed a little bit forgotten.
Yeah.
I met first time Nina long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 2007 or something like that.
2007, okay.
She came to us with a lecture about Tesla.
Tesla?
Yes. When we started talking about possibilities of cooperation, and she said that she's working on the new project about Kepes and Frank Malina.
Wonderful, okay.
And when step by step, finally in 2011, we organized this exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Roger also was in Gdańsk. We have a big discussion, conference, first big conference about art and science. And in fact, launched this project in Gdańsk and in Poland as big project about regarding art and science in Poland.
Right.
And when I met Pier Luigi, he invited me to Bologna a few years ago for a conference also dedicated 50th anniversary.
With Leonardo,
Yes, because earlier he came to Łaźnia, invited to us by one of curator making exhibition about art and science. Also quite interesting person because he's a Russian.
I see.
Dmitry Bulatov. She's well recognized between artists from art and science.
Mm-hmm.
When I came there with lecture what I'm doing as Łaźnia, step by step during the talk, I decide that I am ready to invite Leonardo to Gdańsk with their birthday, because we have in this year 20th anniversary, and I also will host International Congress for Curator IKT.
It
will be good reason to present IKT to curators from whole world, our other side to people from Gdańsk, because our publicity is mainly young people. And step from this point to finally, we hosted in my Leonardo, and I heard that Roger and Nina are very happy of that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
And finally, effect is that they already continue cooperation with me means it's not bad.
Yeah, no, I think that would be a very good thing. So,
okay.
Thank you so much. And I guess to end the interview, let's just say happy birthday to Leonardo.
I wish Leonardo that we always have so many spirit like mm-hmm. Roger. Mm-hmm. And Nina, and I hope that we develop and change the world and push it in a better way than our politicians.
Yes, I hope so too.
That's it for episode 1 of Ars Leonardo Cast. Thanks for listening, and I hope these conversational snippets piqued your interest enough to check out the full interviews, which we'll be releasing regularly between now and the next Ars Festival this fall, Ars Electronica 2019. Don't forget to check out the channel page on Creative Disturbance. Going forward, you'll find more details about each guest as well as relevant links on each episode page. Thanks again to everyone who participated in my interviews. Until next time, this is Kenneth Azarin for Ars Leonardo Cast.